Hello, good evening. Excellent. Marisa, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Like a literal one. Excellent. Finally, I'm unmuted. Ag, hi. Amazing to see you. So excited. Yay, I'm so glad you guys could join. Awesome. Well, now that I'm finally unmuted, everybody's joining in. Kerry, welcome. So excited to see everyone. Julie, hello, good evening. Hi. Please feel free to turn your cameras on. I absolutely love to know who's there. It's lonely over here in a webinar. Excellent. Hi, gorgeous Vanessa. Excellent. I'm so glad people can hear me now. All right, so I do like to get started on time. I usually run my clinic like a well-oiled machine, so we'll stay. Hey, Alicia, awesome to see you. Excellent. Okay, rescuing you from this roller coaster of perimenopause. Let's do this. I am so delighted that you're here with me. This work is my life and I absolutely love it. In Australia, we like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of our land. I acknowledge that I'm hosting this webinar from the lands of the Kulin Nation with respect to elders past, present, and emerging. I also acknowledge the traditional custodians of the various lands on which you all reside today, and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people participating in this webinar. Please feel free to have your video cameras on. Please say hi in the chat. Let me know who you are and where you're from. The best way for you to get the most out of this webinar is by asking me questions. And believe it or not, when I answer questions, I'm not as nervous. So it's really helpful for me. I'm delighted to be of service to you this evening. Here's what we're going to talk about. What is perimenopause? So that you can understand and better manage it. Why what you have done in the past may not have worked. In perimenopause, we need to sleep more and move less. The message we need to send to our bodies is, I am safe and all is good. I want to show you how to look and feel vibrant. PS, collagen. I'm going to share my favorite one with you. We have a full practitioner-only dispensary on our website now, which is exciting, which you can gain access to when working with us. This gives you access to hundreds of clinically trialed medicaments and supplements that really work. The 3D woman in my clinic over the past 22 years can vouch for this, and thank you so much to you. I run an outcomes-based clinic and I want you to receive the outcomes you deserve. Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for the late joiners. You are definitely in the right place if you're over 35 and you feel like something's not quite right. You may have been told all is good or offered solutions that just don't resonate with you. The women in my clinic want a high level of care. They've done all the talk therapy that can be done. And believe me, I love talk therapy. But they tell me that it's not in their head. They tell me that it's in their body. They tell me that they don't want to be offered sleeping pills and antidepressants as the only solution. They want more, and rightfully so. So what's changed? Your brain's changed. Your hormones have changed. Your ovaries have changed. Your gut health has changed. Your hypothalamus pituitary ovarian axis has changed. Your adrenals have changed. Your ability to cope with stress has definitely changed. We've got to get you grounded. We need to grow you some wings, and we've got to show you how to work with your new transitioning biochemistry. I'm going to teach you some amazing hacks today. I have two incredible gifts for joining me today. I want to give you as much value as I can. These two powerful gifts are a thank you to you for showing up and being here with me today. I absolutely love what I do. I teach women simple strategies so that they can control their biochemistry and feel the way they want to, so that they can feel energized, grounded, balanced, and free. My first bonus is one of the best ways to do this. It is to fuel your perimenopausal brain with fat first thing in the morning. Fat, in actual fact, makes us skinny, believe it or not. I know, did you also grow up in the 70s and 80s where all the fat-free food was a rage? This is the tool to make intermittent fasting for perimenopausal women really graceful. I do this almost every single day of my life and I love it. Inside my gut course, I'm going to share all of my recipes with you. I have an incredible bergamot tea recipe. I have a chai recipe, a turmeric latte, beautiful cacao, and the list goes on. Today, you'll get a sample of a brain-boosting, fat-burning coffee. When I talk about fat burn, it's not about weight. It's about your brain using fat as fuel to fire you up. Weight loss is one of the side effects, but being metabolically flexible and preventing Alzheimer's, type 3 diabetes, and dementia is so much more important. In 2010, Marie Shriver reported publicly for the first time that 2/3 of all of those who ended up with Alzheimer's were women. Type 2 diabetes is a risk factor. You've got to test your HbA1c levels and your fasting insulin as soon as possible. Our course teaches you how to prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes and type 3. Reduce your heart-related risks, test your MTHFR gene polymorphisms immediately, reduce inflammation. According to Dr. Lisa Marsconi, The XX Brain, an incredible book, it takes years for women to go through perimenopause or to go through menopause. Support your transitioning hormones now by repairing your gut first and implementing a supported fasting regime. I know what you're thinking, fasting doesn't work for me, but I bet you haven't done a supported intermittent fasting regime designed specifically for perimenopausal women, and I'm going to show you exactly how. We need to decrease inflammation with a food protocol, an anti-inflammatory food protocol, and brain-supportive foods and supplements. Brain symptoms in perimenopause. Now, we think these symptoms are body symptoms, but in actual fact, they're brain symptoms. A low or no sex drive, brain fog, memory loss, hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disturbance, low mood, anxiety, itchy skin. Itchy skin is related to something called mast cell activation syndrome and high histamine levels in the gastrointestinal tract. Increased stress, decreased adaptogenic capacity, and the aggro. The glucose hack, bonus number 2, will bring you balance, focus, and stability without changing a thing you eat. The power of the food order brings the power back to the plate. So I'm going to teach you what to do with apple cider vinegar and then how to eat your food in a particular order in order to bring you balance, not spike insulin and not spike glucose, so that you can have a stable mood and have stable energy levels throughout the day. No more crashing, no more cravings. Now, for a friendly disclaimer, we've got a poll that's about to pop up. I would love for you to answer my question, please, while I just go through this. It's the boring bit, but it's really important. This webinar is for educational and information purposes only. I'm not your doctor. To work one-on-one with me, initial chaos to calm consultations are $495. As a pilot project, I'm offering my Heal, Seal, and Repair Your Gut course, valued at almost $3,500 for just $397. It's my gift to you and to me. I am so excited to be in my virtual Holland Clinic Academy that I want to celebrate in a big way. Places are limited and filling fast. If the information I share with you resonates, snap up your spot tonight. Our shopping cart closes on Sunday. I love individualized precision medicine, so one-on-one is for you if you require a high level of care. So please ensure you nurture your relationship with your primary healthcare provider to get individualized advice. Every product or supplement or protocol I advocate for is backed by cutting-edge science and research. All of the clinical trials are referred to in my course. Excellent. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling today? Oh, beautiful. We've got some, 10 is great, by the way. 10 is great. So we've got some people on a 9, some 8s, some 7s, some 6s. The people that are below a 5, we can absolutely change this. All right, so rescuing you from the roller coaster of perimenopause. Again, if you haven't said hi, please do. Let me know where you're from and what you're struggling with most. You've got me now, so pick my brain. I welcome all of your questions in the chat. Let's get to what is perimenopause. I just want to close this poll. What is perimenopause? So many women actually don't know what perimenopause is. It's the gap between your fertile years and when you're finally in menopause. Now, menopause is only official if you haven't had a menstrual cycle or a bleed for 12 months and one day. It can start as early as 35, this is perimenopause, and it can last for 10 to 15 years in some women. The time to start working with your biochemistry and not against it is now. We need to do three things. Number one, repair your gut. Number two, rebalance your hormones. This is where the Dutch test comes in. It's the most incredible groundbreaking test. All functional medical practitioners worth their weight in salt use this test worldwide. It's incredible. It tells you, it's actually 19 pages of technical data, all about your personal biochemistry and all of your hormones, all of your androgens, your progesterone, your estrogens, cortisol, melatonin, you name it, this test tests it. That's part of number two, rebalancing your hormones. Number three, we need to reclaim your metabolic health. Dr. Dale Bredesen, professor at UCLA and an expert in neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, believes that we can prevent and reverse cognitive decline. The tools we use in our clinic do this too. We need to supplement, we need to support our microbiome, we need to treat our bodies with an intermittent fasting regime that has been supported in perimenopausal women, and we need anti-inflammatory foods. We need to do keto-esque, not necessarily keto, and an autoimmune paleolithic protocol. Who is in perimenopause? According to Professor Geraldine Pryor, if you're over 35 and at least have three of these symptoms, there's a list of nine here on the slide. If you have three of them, you're likely in perimenopause. Number one, your periods are heavier than before. Your periods are longer or shorter than before. You have swollen or lumpy breasts. You're waking during the night. You have increased pain and cramping with your period. Night sweats, new headaches or migraines, mood swings or changes in anxiety and feeling low, weight gain without changes in exercise or eating. It can be a really white knuckle experience for some of us, but I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I'm in the thick of it. I'm 46 years old. I'm certainly having a human experience of it too. And I have a special interest in making this as graceful as possible. Can I get a confirmation in the chat if, based on these symptoms and this slide, if you think you might be in perimenopause too? Now, I received so many emails in the lead up to this webinar, and I continue to receive them. And I know so many of you are struggling. These are some of the things that some of you said to me. Have a look at this slide. I'm overeating and bloated. I'm dependent on HRT. My battle is I feel sluggish and bloated. It can be such a roller coaster, and it really doesn't have to be. Some of the questions that I received beforehand, my battle is I'm feeling sluggish and bloated. Now, digestive insufficiency is real in perimenopause. From the age of 35, quite a few things happen. Not only can 35 be the start of perimenopause for some, but it can also be a decrease in hydrochloric acid, which disturbs our ability to digest our food. It can also be a decrease in ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10, which is basically the fuel for the actual energy system in our cell. So every single cell has this incredible energy room, and that is fueled by coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. So this is also the beginning of our energy crisis. Digestive insufficiency, hydrochloric acid, and the microbiome, and more. Food itself can cause part of this issue if you're eating foods that you're triggering to. That's where something like an elimination and a reintroduction diet can come in, but that's more about a one-on-one approach. Honestly, once you've sorted out your digestive insufficiency, potentially with a digestive enzyme, if that's the case, So let me read this off here because I'm getting a little off track. But basically, if you're likely feeling bloated because the food is not leaving the gastrointestinal tract in the appropriate time, this causes the bloating. It can also cause constipation and pain and gas and all sorts of things. I do look at hydrochloric acid to support women digest in my clinic. And then this is where the internet is confusing. And this is really important. So don't buy into the hype of fermented food. in perimenopause, actually this question is more about what not to do, as well as supporting your digestive enzymes. What not to do is do not go for the kombuchas and the kimchis and the sauerkrauts that we're told to increase to support our digestive tracts. In perimenopause, we have high histamine levels in the gastrointestinal tract, and this is what causes the itching and the allergy type responses in the skin. So anything, if you suddenly feel like your hay fever is worse, or you've got itchy skin, or you're scratchy, or you feel like you're really allergic to things and you're getting sort of welts or blistering, it's the histamine in the gastrointestinal tract. So we need to decrease high histamine foods, things like all the good things like avocados, they're high in histamine, and oranges are high in histamine too. And then all of those other things that we're told to eat to improve our gut health. This is really where an individualized precision approach is so important. So, you know, high histamine foods are not for everyone. Histamine foods are also those foods that have been aged for a really long time. So the gorgeous red wines, the cheeses, the olives, the cured meats. I have an incredible case study to share with you. There was a woman in Sydney who had actually done all of the work with me. She'd healed, sealed, and repaired her gut. She'd balanced her hormones. And then she'd reclaimed her metabolic health. And about 3 months after achieving what she called the best health that she'd experienced in a really long time, she called me in an emergency phone call saying that everything had been undone. I asked her if she'd done anything differently, and she said no. All of her prescription was the same. And then finally she said, and you taught me about the gut and about how gut health is so important. And then I was at the market on the weekend, and there was a guy there called the gut guy, and he sold me all this incredible kombucha, and he sold me all this incredible sauerkraut, and I've been adding that to my diet. 3 days after reducing and removing the high histamine foods from her diet, she went back to feeling incredible. So it really is important to look at where you're at in life and what is going on with your biochemistry so as to make the decisions that are going to support you best. Where are we? That's quick tip number two. One of the other questions that came up for us was, I'm struggling with my weight since turning 50, nearly 3 years ago. I'm here to tell you that there has never been a time in your life where you have been more inflamed with less energy. Your brain and body use glucose differently now. The most efficient way for perimenopausal women to shift additional weight is by being metabolically flexible and fat adapted. This is due to the decrease in progesterone and the estrogen rollercoastering. Estrogen is super unpredictable at this time. A supported fasting regime, like the one we'll discuss in a moment, is the way to go. We dive into this in our 4-week gut course. It's like learning the bachata. The love of my life and I have started dance classes, and I'm absolutely here to tell you that it's literally like to become metabolically flexible and fat adapted and implement all these things, you certainly need a dance teacher. So that's what I want to be for you. I want to be your dance teacher. I want to show you how to become metabolically flexible. I want to show you how to become fat adapted. And I'm going to do that inside my gut course. My team actually have the link to purchase the gut course in the chat. So at any time, if you've made your decision and you want to be one of the people that is in that course first, I know that it's selling pretty quickly. So I think we only have 20 slots left. Go ahead and do that. The next question was, I'm having sleepless nights and I don't know why. This can be answered in so many different ways. It is literally about, it's about your adrenals, it's about melatonin, it's about so many things, but a quick hack to support sleep is really glucose. So what we eat affects our sleep. Several studies have shown that a big glucose spike at dinner, usually caused by starches and sugars, results in poor overall sleep quality, waking up regularly throughout the night, and a decreased deep sleep. So research also shows that eating fiber-rich foods can promote melatonin production. And believe it or not, by healing and sealing and repairing the gut, you also increase serotonin, your feel-good hormone, and serotonin, if you've got high enough levels of serotonin, serotonin helps in the production of melatonin, the hormone that actually gets us to sleep. One of the most incredible tests for female hormones that I use in the clinic is the Dutch test, and it actually measures melatonin too. So we make time for sorting out sleep in the Heal, Seal, Repair and Gut Force too. Who am I to talk about women's health? I am in a human suit, having this human experience too, and I'm not perfect, and I certainly don't pretend to be. I'm the founder and the principal practitioner of the Holland Clinic in Melbourne, Australia. I have been in clinical practice for over 22 years, supporting incredible women wanting more from their experience. I'm a registered doctor with APRA and a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, the double degree in acupuncture and herbal medicine. I'm a functional medical practitioner and I specialize in female endocrinology. It is totally my jam. I implement all of the naturopathic practices and principles that I learned when I was working alongside Blackmores and Bioceuticals, teaching doctors and pharmacists how to prescribe natural medicine alongside their orthodox prescriptions. This is little me. How getting off the roller coaster of perimenopause has changed my life and my business. I am a recovering food addict and I manage my relationship with food now in an 80-20 ratio. And this is what I teach in my clinic too. I use the brain boosting ketogenic beverages every single day almost. And I do the supported intermittent fasting and I use my food protocol in an 80-20 ratio. We absolutely need to look at how we eat, sleep, move, think, and supplement. I grew up in an extremely violent household with high-functioning alcoholics. I bit my fingernails and wet the bed almost every night. That little kitty cat Susie was literally my therapy kitty. I don't know what I would have done without her. I started to use food as medicine, the drug-like foods mainly, because we're quite clever like that as human beings, to ease my anxiety. You have to read the book, The Anatomy of Anxiety, if you have anxiety. She's absolutely incredible. Most of the foods that we use to self-medicate are the ones that behave like drugs in the body. Things like dairy, things like white flour, things like sugar. We can use beautiful food as good medicine, but we basically know when we're overdoing it. I know people can use lots of different things as medicine in a bad way, and I chose food. One of the things that I like to do now is ask myself, and I teach this in the course as well and in my clinic, is am I hungry, angry, am I lonely, am I tired, am I frustrated, am I bored, am I other? We need to be mindful about what we eat and how we eat. We know how to self-medicate with lots of things, and I did it with food. When I was a teenager, my parents went through an awful divorce and I was sent away to boarding school where I relied on food for comfort and love and to stop the pain of loneliness. When I was a teenager, I also had a vaccination at school and the vaccination nurse told me that I was fat and it was disgusting. And there was no further support whatsoever, just fat shaming. I was the girl who used food to calm myself and feel safe. I ate when I felt stressed and constantly tried to restrict my diet, only then to binge. I was told I was fat and really felt shame about it. I was also told when I was in my 20s that I had polycystic ovarian syndrome and that I had rendered myself infertile. And this was actually by a female GP in Melbourne who I actually considered quite a good doctor. Honestly, when you have polycystic ovarian syndrome and high insulin, it actually feels a lot like what perimenopause feels like because we need to be fat adapted and metabolically flexible. When we have metabolic insufficiency or resistance, this is when we're not sensitized to insulin and we're constantly in a fat store as opposed to a fat burn state. You constantly have glucose spikes, you constantly have cravings, and this is what perimenopause can feel like too, because your brain uses glucose differently to the way that it once did. So we need to get our brains to use fat as fuel. We need to become like hybrid cars. We need to be able to use glucose and we need to be able to use fat. So I was told that I had polycystic ovarian syndrome. I was told that the pill was the only option for me. And I was also told that the only way that I was going to lose weight was to take a really, really strong diet pill. To which I reacted so badly that I vomited within hours of taking it, felt dizzy, nauseous, and had to sleep off the side effects. I knew there had to be a better way. And this is what I see in the women in my clinic all of the time. Here is my gorgeous boy. Finally felt pregnant, no issues at all. This journey of deep learning has led me to understand that as a woman, our health is intrinsically linked with our own experiences and our trauma. And we cannot separate the psyche from the soma. Our stories are really important. Women's stories in my clinic often tell me exactly where their hormones are at, and it's incredible to extrapolate one set, implement them over the Dutch test, for example, and then find that outcome and that individualized prescription. It's really life-changing. That's what I've done. I now know that one of the best ways to find vitality is to repair the gut, rebalance your hormones, and then reclaim your metabolic health. What do you want your final decade to look like? I don't want dementia, and I don't want Alzheimer's, and I'm doing everything I can to prevent it, and I want to teach you how to too. I want to be functional, and I want to be pain-free, and I want to remember my son's name. I'm 46, and I'm in perimenopause too, and I do live by all that I teach. So let's rescue you from this roller coaster. My life changed when I started to heal my gut and rebalance my hormones and reclaim my metabolic health and stop using food as medicine. This was key to getting me off the roller coaster. I'm not a gym junkie. I prefer yoga, and I prefer walking on the beach with my dogs and the love of my life. How to handle the roller coaster of perimenopause. I've probably studied the female body more than most, but I'm still a woman going through perimenopause. I love a red wine. Yep, it's high in histamine and I have hay fever. I love chocolate and I'm human. I want you to know that it's possible to integrate your personal challenges and your trauma and stop using the drug-like foods as medicine. It's possible to come into balance and live a full and content life and get off the roller coaster and live a life that's more harmonious and graceful. So how do we do it? What's the secret? Where's my little mouse? There it is. There has never been a time in your life where you have been more inflamed with less energy. Your body and mind are in an energy crisis in perimenopause. And this even gets worse if you have a deficiency of progesterone and an excess estrogen. Your brain is processing glucose differently. We need to become fat adapted and metabolically flexible. My supported intermittent fasting guidelines are the fastest way to do this in perimenopause. I'm going to show you how to do this inside my gut course. If you purchase my gut course tonight, valued at almost $3,000 for $395, I'm going to give you my simple, basic gut prescription and why your program has not worked for you in the past. These are my special bonuses tonight. And again, if this is resonating with you, I know that there are only 20 slots left in my course. So if you want one, please snap it up. You've tried fasting before and it hasn't worked for you because most fasting regimes have been designed for men. This intermittent fasting regime has been designed specifically for perimenopausal women. And as I said, I live this every single day. I'm 46 years old and I'm in a size 10 and I do have body dysmorphia, but I am comfortable in my own skin. You've been hungry in the past, you won't be hungry in my program. If you are, you're not doing it right and I'll set you straight. There are going to be no cravings. Saccharomyces boulardii is one of the most incredible prebiotics, and I'm going to share this with you in my clinic. It decreases sugar cravings because it kills unbeneficial bacteria that call out for their food source. And guess what their food source is? It's sugar. As I said, most intermittent fasting regimes that have been researched on men. Men do well on a general basic fasting protocol due to their testosterone advantage. Believe it or not, these guys have a testosterone advantage when it comes to brain health. That's why most people with Alzheimer's are women. So we need to flip this and we need to know what to do with our biochemistry in order to get that fat into our brains so we become metabolically flexible and we can actually even out those tables. Glucose versus fat as fuel. The brain uses glucose differently in perimenopause. Let me tell you that. There are beautiful supplements in this space that can make fasting far more graceful. Now, the Holland Clinic supported fast and an 80-20 ratio. With everything I've learned over the years, I know that supported intermittent fasting is the fastest and most graceful way for women to heal, seal, and repair their guts. And I also know that most fasting programs have been designed for men. they don't work for women over 35. So what if you're thinking fasting is hard, or won't I be hungry while I'm intermittent fasting, or I've tried all of that before? I'm here to tell you that you won't be hungry. This is no calorie counting, and this is not a restricted diet. It is, of course, a way of eating that prioritizes clean eating. Yes, 3 cups of green leafy veg, 1 cup of color, and approximately 200 grams of high quality protein. But I'll go into that in detail in the course. I'm addicted to sugar. How will I manage my cravings was one of the questions I got. Like I said, I offer supplementation as part of the program to decrease cravings. The actual supplements themselves are not part of the program, but I'm going to share them with you, especially tonight. It's one of the bonuses if you purchase the course now. Here we go. What is the answer to perimenopause? I know it's not exactly simple, but it doesn't have to be brain surgery either, or rocket surgery, as they say. We have to repair the gut, rebalance your hormones, and reclaim your metabolic health. Our gut is the gateway to our health. We need to start with the gut. There are 3 elements to my approach to gracefully dealing with perimenopause. So I think I've said all of that before. 22 years in clinical practice, 6 symbiotic academic degrees, and endless curiosity and passion for women's health, especially making this period far more graceful. I'm going to hold you by the hand and show you how to overcome all of those hurdles as we go through the course. Some more of the questions that you sent in tonight, as I said, I received so many emails that led up to this, and I know so many of you are struggling. Here are the things you told me. I'm feeling sluggish and bloated. I don't feel comfortable in my swimmers. I'm overeating. I have no motivation or willpower. Actually, that's one of the things the Dutch test tests too. It tests dopamine levels. And there's an incredible supplement that actually helps women lift their dopamine levels so that they feel more motivated. I know you're not going to believe this, but it's true. One of the women in my clinic that started taking the supplement to lift dopamine levels came in and said that she'd gone for a run and vacuumed the house, and her husband was wondering what the hell had happened to her. The I don't feel confident in my swimmers question, I really wanted to address this from a personal perspective because I wanted to talk about body dysmorphia. I've had to struggle with body dysmorphia for many, many years, and it's difficult for me to see myself in the mirror. Let's try to shift our focus to health and function. I really want you to think about the fact that you have a functional body. So it's not necessarily overcoming the fact that you don't feel confident in your swimmers, but it's just trying that beautiful reframe. I have so many incredible, incredible people in my life that are in wheelchairs. And I often think about the fact that, you know, wouldn't they just love to just, you know, pull up outside of the supermarket and pop into the shop, for example? You know, so I like to really celebrate that functional perspective of our bodies. Look at our beautiful functional bodies. What do they allow us to do? They allow us to jump and dance and sing and swim and do all the incredible things. And if you've had the privilege of birthing children, they've allowed us to do that too. They carry our souls through this incredible experience in this human suit. They really are incredible. So I'd like to focus on function here. And I hope that that helps you too. I really do love a reframe from time to time. I have trouble with bloat, food sensitivities, gas, more bloating, reflux, and the number one issue, constipation. Yes, absolutely. With constipation, we need more fiber, we need lubrication, and we need hydration. Really important. What I want to go through next is a quick, how are we going to do this? How are we going to heal the gut? I want you to think about your gut as a derelict house or a garden that needs weeding. Too many women think that the answer is probiotics, and this is another one of those instances where I want to tell you what not to do. I don't want you to run out and get a probiotic. If you take a probiotic on top of a dysbiotic gut, so for example, if we take a beautiful packet of rose seeds and we throw them on the garden where all the weeds are, I don't think we're going to get much from that garden. What we have to do first is we need to pull out the weeds. Again, I'll mention Saccharomyces boulardii because this is a really great way to go. But there are also some beautiful antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, antiparasitic probiotics that we can use to basically they go into the gastrointestinal tract, they pick off unbeneficial bacteria, they compete for space. They're so clever. So the unbeneficial bacteria cannot re-adhere to the side of the gastrointestinal tract. They increase something called secretory IgA. Believe it or not, this actually answers one of the previous questions. Within secretory IgA, which is this beautiful, thick soil, this beautiful, fertile ground, that's where we make serotonin, our feel-good hormone. So if you're feeling blah, or if you used to be glass half full or rose-tinted sunnies, and suddenly you're feeling meh, I wonder whether your secretory IgA has decreased and you don't have enough serotonin. And then, believe it or not, if you don't have enough serotonin, you can't make enough melatonin, the sleep hormone, the hormone that allows us to balance that circadian rhythm, that sleep-wake cycle. If the circadian rhythm is not balanced, our body also doesn't know when it's night or day. Then we get confused about when we should eat and when we should be hungry. Anybody getting hungry at really strange hours of the day or when they should be sleeping, for example? So your gut is the gateway to your health. It houses 80% of your immune system, and without a healthy gut, it is nearly impossible to have a healthy immune system. We know that having a leaky gut is one of the primary causes and probably even a prerequisite for developing an autoimmune disease. If your gut has become leaky, it means the tight junctions that usually hold the walls of the intestines together have become loose, allowing undigested food particles, microbes, and toxins to bust into the bloodstream. That's when we start experiencing the joint pain. If we heal, seal, and repair the gut and we have tight gap junctions, none of the inflammatory cytokines can bust out, start to attack the joints and attack the brain and make you feel low or depressed. Fortunately, the cells in your gut turn over very quickly, so you can heal your gut in as little as 30 days by following 4 guidelines. And here's the trick. Think of your gut as a garden. Step 1, we remove the bad. Step 2, we restore the good. We replenish the enzymes. Step 3, we inoculate with healthy bacteria. And step 4, we repair that gut. So one of the biggest mistakes was don't just run out and buy a probiotic. You don't want to throw those rose seeds on the weeds. Foods you eat, we need to optimize your diet. Your diet needs to be anti-inflammatory. It needs to be the rainbow. Our modern diets are full of foods that have negative impacts on us. And this includes the usual suspects like processed food and junk food. Look, we really need to eat in an 80-20 ratio so we can actually live in a modern world. So I really want you to get to the point where you can eat the cake at the birthday party and not feel guilty about it, have an odd margarita or two, or have a glass of wine with the girls on the weekend. But we really do need to do the 80% and we need to do it well. We need to reduce toxic burden. Toxic burden comes in so many different ways, shapes and forms. There's an incredible book called Healthy Homes written by one of my dearest friends, Nicole Bausma. She is a PhD candidate and runs the Environmental Studies College in Victoria. I did my building biology degree with her and she is incredible. Please refer to that book to reduce your toxic load. We need to relieve stress. Stress and your gut, so important. Stress can actually punch holes in your gastrointestinal lining, causing leaky gut presentation. During times of increased stress, the blood flow can also be directed away from your gut as stress hormones are released and energy is needed elsewhere to either fight for your life or run for your life. Your body doesn't know the difference between a deadline at work or the alarm going off or a tiger at the cave. So unfortunately, that increased sympathetic nervous system activity reduces the secretion of digestive enzymes, bile acids, and stomach acids. So stress alone can actually impact our digestive capacity. And then we have that putrefaction in the gastrointestinal tract. Prolonged and chronic stress reduces microbial diversity. So the good gut bacteria, specifically affected are levels of bacterial bugs like the Lactobacillus species, which are so important. Gut motility is actually affected, so the actual peristaltic motion is affected and slows down. This is where that insoluble and soluble fiber comes back in again because it feeds the beneficial gut bacteria and actually also helps us to move that food along in a peristaltic in a peristaltic way. Stress can lead to changes in food choices. So this is where we can quite often start to self-medicate with food choices when we start cravings and feeling that additional stress. I don't know if any of you turn to, chocolate or white flour when feeling stressed, but I know that my body wants to. And something else that's really, really important that I wanted to mention was that metabolites that are released by the altered gut bacteria, when we do have this putrefaction, can cause the leaky gut and the inflammation and the changes in neurotransmitters, which actually further alter eating behavior and mood. Welcome the gut-brain axis communication. So support your gut and your microbiome and your brain by supporting your stress drivers. Now be the first to benefit from the Holland Clinic Academy. I want you to know that I'm not perfect, and I want to remind you of this. I've learned this by living it. I believed I was broken and watching everyone around me doing all of the things that I was doing, but I was being punished for it. Intermittent fasting wasn't supported for me when I did it originally. This supported way of healing your gut is so much easier. When I healed my gut, I had nobody to guide me. I white-knuckled it through. I didn't have the information I do now. Although I was accessing health coaches at the time, I just had to force myself not to eat the drug-like starches, the dairy, the flour, the sugar, but there's a much easier way. I wanted to show you my gorgeous wall of love. Please have a look at this on my website. I'm so proud of these women. These are all of the incredible women in my clinic. Well, not all of them, but lots of them. I wanted to read one of the testimonials to you tonight. These are all three-dimensional people that have all worked with me over the last 22 years. Forever thankful to a dear colleague recommending I check out the Holland Clinic as an option to sort out my symptoms of fatigue, brain fog, and what felt like a constant flow of tears. Kirsty's program is easy, practical, and slips straight into the lifestyle I created for myself. Following the program, Kirsty not only offers simple, functional, clinical expertise to correct underlying causes of symptoms, but she is a soul of a woman who resonated and reminded me of who I am and that I matter. My transformation using advice from the clinic team spilled into health benefits, career benefits, family relationships, improvements as I stepped back into and showed up for myself. My newfound holistic health is complete thanks to Kirsty Holland, her program and her way of working with people. Thank you, Kirsty. And that was on the 2nd of November this year. All right. Now, treating perimenopause benefits your relationships, firstly with yourself and then with your loved ones. Sex drives tend to improve. This tends to help relationships somewhat. Treating perimenopause can actually improve your parenting too. No more mum aggro, no more rage, and the list goes on. For the first time ever, I'm opening my virtual clinic to heal, seal, and repair your gut. I want you to feel comfortable in your own skin again, decrease puffiness, decrease bloating, support improved digestion, improved metabolism, improved mood, decreased inflammation. I want you to go through a very gentle detox. I want you to support your hormonal health, or at least start to. I want you to decrease pain, improve digestion, improve sleep, set yourself up gracefully for the silly season, increase metabolism, increase energy, decrease brain fog, improve sleep, support your sleep, decrease anxiety and overwhelm. What I want to show you next is exactly what I'm going to offer you in the four-week gut program. There's going to be it's a four-week virtual program. Oh, my four-week program in clinic costs $1,985, but the four-week virtual program that I'm offering here is only $397. In the clinic, the food protocol, the supported intermittent fasting guidelines, and the ketogenic beverages themselves actually cost patients $397. I've got some incredible food and lifestyle diaries that I want you to use so that you can create your own personalized food protocol. I want you to write down the food triggers you have. I want you to work out which foods make you feel incredible. I've got a brilliant list of things to actually document on. My food and lifestyle diaries are absolutely beautiful. They're incredible and they're gorgeous to work with. Then inside the four-week gut program, we have a weekly live webinar with a Q&A with me. So you've got me personally to hold your hand and speak to you every week for 4 weeks. They're easy to follow video and audio clips. And then if you sign up tonight, you get my gut health prescription as well as a super bonus. Do you see what might happen if you were to sign up to my gut reset program tonight? Can you imagine experiencing the freedom I've explained that is possible in this webinar tonight? I know one of the things women tell me in the initial consultation is that they didn't actually believe that they could achieve the things that I was talking about, which often makes me laugh because then makes me wonder why they actually worked with me in the first place. But I guess that they believed what I was saying was true, which it is. So I'm going to teach you all of the science behind my supplementation protocols, and I'm going to show you my favorite collagen products in the whole world to support your hair, skin, your nails, your sinews, your muscles, and your gut. I'm going to show you my favorite insoluble and soluble starches. I'm going to give you all of my ketogenic beverage recipes, and I'm going to give you my food protocol. I'm going to teach you how to intermittent fast in a supported way to boost your brain, boost your body, and create vitality. I want to get you to feel as vital as you possibly can. I'm here to tell you that weight loss is a beautiful side effect when you focus on vitality, if that's what you need. I'm living proof of this. It's been an absolute delight having you here with me tonight, and I cannot wait to have you inside my gut course. The link to purchase the gut course is in the chat right now. I know that there are 20 slots left, and I know that there are 400 people registered on the webinar tonight. So if this resonated with you, I really hope to see you inside. As I said, the link is in the chat. There's also this really cool QR code that's coming up on one of the next slides that someone created for us. Thanks, team. Make sure you snap up your slot. Looking forward to seeing you on Monday the 28th to get started. Your future self will definitely thank you for gifting this to you this Christmas. And if you've never given yourself a gift for Christmas before, may this be the first time. Now for the bonuses. This is incredible. Number one, the fat-burning, brain-boosting beverage recipe. I honestly want to be in service to you tonight. So I know for a fact that even if you don't get to sign up for the gut course, you will be able to go home and implement these things straight away and feel better. The fat-burning, brain-boosting beverage recipe. It's a gorgeous ketogenic coffee that's going to help you to get into an intermittent fasting regime in a more supported way. Bonus number two is an incredible glucose hack. I'm here to tell you that your grandmother was right. I want you to have one tablespoon. I was actually never really a fan of apple cider vinegar, to tell you the absolute truth. But in 2020, the research swayed me. An incredible trial came out of Brazil, and it showed two things. It was enough to convince me. One tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in a tall glass of water does two things. The apple cider vinegar firstly tells your muscles to burn glucose as fuel right then and there. Secondly, it tells your mitochondria, the energy part of your cell, to burn fat as fuel. Who wouldn't want to be burning glucose and fat as fuel straight away with every meal? So 10 minutes prior to your meal, that's what you do. Then what you do is you eat your food in the right order. This allows you to reduce hunger, reduce cravings, extend fat burning, and age more slowly. Firstly, this does not mean you need to change anything that is on your plate currently and you're going to get the benefits. You need to eat your veggies first. You need to eat your protein and your fats second, and you need to eat your starches and your sugars last. Number one is the fiber in the veggies. The fiber coats the small intestine. So biochemically, this is a hack, and this is what happens. The fat and the proteins slow down gastric emptying, so they actually slow down the way your gastrointestinal tract works, and then the glucose from the rest of the meal is absorbed to a lesser or a smaller extent. A smaller glucose spike, up to 73%. If you do not spike glucose, you do not spike insulin, and what that means is you're not in a fat store state. So focus on your vitality and achieve all this without changing anything you eat. You'll be fuller for longer, curb cravings, better hormonal balance, better skin, fewer wrinkles, reduce inflammation, slower aging, reduce the risk of disease. What more do you want? Do it. It's great. So now to Q&A. There's that fancy scan QR code to enroll in the course now. Apparently you can use your phone to do that. I'm not very tech savvy, so that would scare me, to be honest. But there's also a little link. It's the bit.ly link. It's pretty easy. You can whack that into your browser. It's bit.ly/THC, which stands for the Holland Clinic, THC for gut. Excellent. All righty. Anybody have any questions for me? Let me know if that QR link's working, Vanessa. I can see you doing your phone. Excellent. All right, brilliant. Any questions in the chat?
Oh, yes.
Or have I bamboozled you more than enough?
Can you still drink some alcohol in the silly season while schooling this program?
I'm going to say 80-20. Did you hear that? Can you still drink alcohol in the silly season while doing the 80-20 program? You know what? If you implement everything that I've told you tonight and you do the four-week gut course, I bet you will not only lose weight, but you will not put on weight. You will be able to stabilize. But more importantly, you'll actually feel better. You'll have much more stable glucose levels. So what that means is that you will have a mood stability. You won't have that glucose spike. You won't have those double diamonds. You'll have more of a sort of bunny hop in a glucose spike. So you won't get into a fat store state. You'll stay in a fat burn state, and you'll stay in a state of constant balance. You won't have those spikes. So you won't feel hangry. You won't have cravings. You'll have deeper sleep. And what that actually means is that you'll be able to access your glymphatic system, which is really important. Your glymphatic system is the system in your brain which helps you detox. So if you want to drink in the silly season, the other thing that I'd recommend you do is get as much sleep as you possibly can before midnight, so that you can clear out that glymphatic system and your brain doesn't have a toxic burden or overload. Hope that answers that question for you. Any others?
What is your opinion about HRT?
Oh, HRT. I would have to say that it's very individual, but that's probably a little out of the scope of this webinar this evening. This is definitely a one-on-one consultation. I'd be more than happy to go into HRT with you on a one-on-one. HRT, it's individual. It really is. You have to do the Dutch test. We need to know where the hormones are at first before you can really comment. Yeah.
Is fast heart beating part of perimenopause?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Fast heart beating, yes. Palpitations certainly are. The glucose stabilization hacks will be really supportive here as well. Yeah, but there's some incredible botanicals. There's some beautiful, beautiful. There's a traditional Chinese formula called Xuanzao Rentang. It's incredible for heart palpitations and fast beating. Yeah.
Question. If I heal my gut and I'm still on all my meds, what will happen?
Well, that actually depends on, I don't know if everybody heard that, but that was, if I heal my gut and I'm still on all of my meds, what will happen? I have to know what meds you're on and why you're taking them. So again, this would probably be a one-on-one consultation, but what I am here to say is be very careful with medications that will be impacted on by weight loss. So quite often people are on blood pressure medication, and that can significantly change with weight loss. Lots of the heart meds need to be closely monitored. So you'd have to work closely with your GP and closely with your functional medical practice. Let your GP know that you've got some incredible hacks and that the potential for weight loss is real, and that you might need to start to reduce some of those meds you're on.
She's talking about menopausal meds and hormones.
Yeah, menopausal meds and hormones. Well, that depends. Are they body identical? Are they synthetic? There's a difference there. Body identical hormones know what to do inside the body. They behave as the body's hormone would. So, for example, a body identical progesterone behaves in the same way that your progesterone that you produce does. Progestin, for example, behaves like an androgen or a testosterone. So it depends on whether you are on a body identical HRT or a synthetic one.
I have fructose and lactose intolerance and Hashimoto's.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Fructose and lactose intolerance and Hashimoto's, that's very, very common. And autoimmunity is rife in perimenopause. I'm actually here to tell you that autoimmune disease can be reversed in perimenopause, or at least the fire of the autoimmunity can actually come down to a low cinder. You definitely need to be on an autoimmune paleo protocol. It works absolutely brilliantly for Hashimoto's. with hashis, it also depends whether you're on thyroxine or synthetic meds or body identical thyroid hormones. The fructose and the lactose, was it? The fructose and the, yep, lactose intolerance. Absolutely. You can just stay away from any dairy and any fruit. Yeah. No problem. I'll treat a lot of hashis and thyroid conditions and loads of autoimmunity in my clinic. Well versed in that. Actually, I think my next course might actually be about autoimmunity itself. Yeah. I do also have a specific autoimmune paleo protocol. So that would be if we were working one-on-one. This is more of a generalized gut course, but we could tweak some things to help you get through. Yeah.
Any more questions? The
recommended supplements you could purchase from a primary healthcare practitioner from their dispensary, or you could take the prescription to any dispensary that sells primary healthcare practitioner product only. Yeah. Because you will receive a prescription. We have a full dispensary too. Yeah. Any more questions?
One thing I find hard is cutting sugar and cheese cravings.
Oh, yes. One thing I find hard is cutting sugar and cheese cravings. Welcome. You are in fabulous company. Sugar. Oh, yes. The drug. The food drug. Yeah. Sugar is an interesting one. There are lots of reasons why we go for sugar, but I'm actually here to tell you that the basic gut protocol will help you significantly with sugar cravings. And if you have enough magnesium and enough chromium, you reduce those sugar cravings. And if you, and while you are killing the unbeneficial bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract, they're the ones that actually, unbeneficial bacteria call out for their food source, and their food source is sugar. So by killing them and reducing the unbeneficial bacteria in the gut, your cravings become less. And then by supporting any deficiencies that you have, the two most common ones with the sugar is magnesium and chromium. And then dairy, believe it or not, dairy is a real drug food. Dairy is a dopaminergic one. So but the other thing is once you start to balance out your neurotransmitters, you don't go looking for the sugars and the dairies to use as medicine. So, you know, when you're talking about them being a craving, you're probably supplementing your neurotransmitters. So once we get those neurotransmitters right, you don't have as many cravings.
What is your opinion on phytoestrogens?
Phytoestrogens are interesting, very interesting. There are so many phytoestrogens in the environment. So, for example, plastics and phytoestrogens in food with regards to soy products, if that's what you're asking, can actually be quite beneficial for menopausal women, but they can cause havoc if you have an estrogen excess presentation. So if you have a muffin top or tuck shop arms or fat around the back, or you're really moody, quick to fuse, slam the door on the way out, just uncomfortable in your own skin, dry skin, lots of wrinkles, it's an estrogen excess with a progesterone deficiency. Because remember, all of the hormones need to be in relation to one another in balance. So for example, progesterone is kind of like, she's fat in all the right places. You know, progesterone, women have got boobs and they've got hips and they've got a bum, but they've got a waist because progesterone is the body composition hormone. So when estrogen is out of control, she can become exacerbated by phytoestrogens. So if you have an estrogen excess presentation, I would say stay away from the phytoestrogens. But if you are in menopause, so you haven't had a bleed for 12 months in one day, positive phytoestrogens in the way of tempeh can actually be quite supportive. Dr. Laura Bryden is an incredible naturopathic doctor, and she wrote a book called The Hormone Repair Manual, and she talks a lot about positive phytoestrogens in menopause.
I just looking at the time, maybe the last one, what do you think of seed cycling?
Yeah, seed cycling is great. Absolutely. I'm actually popping that into to my larger course that will be going live in February next year. So yes, seed cycling is awesome. It really works. not alone, but it's supportive. It's really supportive. Okay, looks like we're out of time. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, if you do want to see me inside that 4-week gut course, the link is in the chat. Looking forward to seeing you then. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Please implement these changes. Stay in touch. Let me know how you go. We have an incredible community of women on Instagram and Facebook, so reach out if you need anything. And don't be strangers. Any last questions?
No, people are happy to say great webinar.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you. I'm new to this, so I was pretty nervous. Thanks for bearing with me. Excellent. Cheers, guys. Have a beautiful night. Thanks for your time. Thanks, Alicia. Bye, gorgeous. Thanks, Vanessa. Milena, thank you. Teresa, Jennifer, Kerry, cheers. Bye, Ag. Clark, Claire K, Donna, Rosalie, Jane, Melandia, Jennifer. See you guys inside. Looking forward to seeing you in the gut course. Cheers. Dinner time. Time for a margarita, maybe. Cheers, guys. Bye. I don't know. This is